Podcast is presented by Gabby.
And today we are presenting the horrific and gruesome case, the Slenderman stabbing of 12-year-old Peyton Leutner.
On May 31st, 2014, two 12-year-old girls named Anissa Wire and Morgan Geyser lured 12-year-old Peyton Leutner into the forest planning on stabbing her during a sleepover. Poor Peyton didn't know what was coming.
Both Anissa and Morgan stabbed Peyton 19 times, attempting to murder her to become proxies of the fictional character Slenderman, a blood-curdling, pasta-like, supernatural figure.
The stabbing took place at Davis Park in Wisconsin during a classic game of hide-and-seek, which didn't turn out to be so classic.
Both girls pinned Peyton down where they managed to stab her in the arms, legs, and torso with a blade.
Peyton was stabbed in two major organs and one major artery by only a millimeter. As many would think Peyton was killed, she miraculously survived and crawled herself to the street where fortunately was able to call for help.
Morgan and Anissa were found near Interstate 94 at a furniture shop. They walked about 5 miles and carried the blade used to stab Peyton in a bag.
While Morgan felt no guilt at all for the stabbing, Anissa was overcome by a guilty state of mind.
Peyton's mom released a statement in regard to Slenderman. She questioned the conspiracy of the creature being real. Peyton's mom learned from this her daughter's fear of the creature. Peyton responded with, "Morgan knows he's real."
Both Morgan were hooked on Slenderman that they said they needed to do something so unheard of to save both of their families. They turned into the attempting murder of Peyton.
Over the months, both Morgan and Anissa planned what seemed to be the perfect murder to them. The malicious stabbing delivered by two girls didn't go as expected. Not only did these girls have one plan, they had three. You can say they were prepared. Three plans for Peyton was first to duct tape her mouth shut and stab Peyton in her neck. The second plan was to kill Peyton in a bathroom stall in a park. And the third plan was to take Peyton to the woods and kill her there, which was what they did.
The two girls had thought Slenderman's house was up north in Wisconsin's National Forest. So the two assumed they wouldn't have to worry about being caught and they can just live in Slenderman's mansion with him as their accomplices.
It was said that Anissa backed out at first, saying she was too scared to go through with the murder and thinking about the principle of murder scared her.
Both girls raised reasonable suspicion leading to their arrest due to the bloody knife in the bag that they were carrying.
During the investigation, it was stated that on Morgan's home computer, she was searching up how to get away with murder, and we're not talking about the show. Both girls were interrogated where they self-incriminated themselves and both pleaded guilty and explained what they had done and planned.
Anissa was supposed to go to trial first, but at the last minute, she took the plea deal. The court ruled her not guilty due to insanity and sentenced her to 25 years in a mental institution.
Now it was Morgan's turn. Though she did not plan on going to trial, but immediately pled guilty and was sentenced to 40 years in a mental institution due to her insanity.
Today, Anissa is being released at a mental asylum, and Peyton is still alive today and recovered. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.